Okay, and then to balance that off, besides the wonderful singing and dancing, we have, I don't want to say the wrong titles. Is it step dancing or what is the...
Irish step dancing?
Irish step dancing. Okay, I left one word out. Okay.
It's
Irish
now
step
currently
dancing.
Called river dancing.
Oh, it's called...
not
oh.
actually its name.
Oh.
It's more commonly referred to as...
Because of the movie?
Yeah, because of the Broadway show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what most people call it when they see it.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, well, I'm turning the mic over to you, Milad. Milad Abid is a wonderful guitarist. I had the pleasure of meeting Milad when he was a little boy, and it's true. And he saw me play up in Colville. And then he came to Gonzaga and studied 3 years with me, and then the last year I had gone over to Eastern. And he is very prominent in the folk recordings that Buren does.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. Yeah. And he just came back off a tour. Yeah. So I'm very proud of him. He's a phenomenal guitarist. He does play with a pick also.
And he
does play with his fingers. But I remember at your senior recital, he played the classical stuff. He played it very well. But when he got up there with that pick, he was dancing on the stage. So, Milad, I'm turning it over to you. What are you guys going to do for us?
We're going to play a few Irish tunes and this morning. And it's great to be a part of this show because, as they were mentioning earlier, with flamenco, it's a very old tradition. But it's one that continues to evolve, and Irish music is very much the same. Many of the tunes, we'll play a couple tunes today that are traditional Irish tunes that have been played for, a couple hundred years, some of them. But with the Irish music, a lot of times the harmonies we put with these older tunes and melodies are more current sounding. They also have some jazz influence as far as the harmonic structure goes. And then with Ondokis, we specifically have always been a little bit more of a world kind of a sounding Irish band, so we have a lot of different influences. So it fitting with the flamenco kind of sound is kind of a natural thing for us anyway. What the tune Monica mentioned earlier, Rise, is an original that we wrote, and it will feature the daduk, which is an Armenian instrument. And then as it evolves through the form of the tune, the melodies themselves are very Eastern European influenced, and they're not strictly Irish, but we use Irish instruments on them. So it's kind of a natural kind of a fit as far as that goes.
And then there's going to be a collaboration musically with the Irish step dance and the flamenco. And so talk about that when you guys was it Rise?
Yes, I think so. For this afternoon, I believe Joaquin's going to play a piece that will lead us into Rise.
Right, okay.
But our hopes are to make that one gigantic piece with multiple musicians on it for tomorrow night. So that should be pretty cool.
It's going to be awesome, but we're not playing it on the radio, so you guys come to the show.
That's right. That's exactly correct.
A little teaser.
Yeah, a little teaser. Yeah, okay. Exactly. That's right.
Yeah, give it all to you.
This guy knows how to market, I see.
But until then, talk a little bit about the wind playing, too.
Yes.
And the instrument and what David's doing.
Yeah, so on this it's going to be low whistles and high whistles, Irish penny whistles, kind of a modern form of that. And then the daduk, the Armenian double reed instrument.
So you say double reed, it's kind of like an oboe kind of double reed?
Right.
Okay, so that takes a lot of pressure, correct?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Oh, okay, and I know a lot of oboe players kind of go nuts because there's so much pressure going into the brain. So how does that affect you?
It's not too bad. Hopefully I won't pass out. it's a very large reed. It's probably one of the most larger double reed instruments. The actual instrument itself is small, but the reed is very large.
And that's what you were playing just earlier, warming up.
Yeah.
It sounds to me similar to a clarinet.
Yeah. Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
I love that sound. Do they use that in klezmer?
I don't believe so.
Because it sounds similar to that kind of.
Yeah.
They use more clarinet with more of a klezmer kind of deal.
Right. With more Middle Eastern music a little bit.
And yep.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that instrument, it's called the duduk in Armenian, but it's also, I think it has some cross cultural stuff as well, like in Turkey and some other Middle Eastern countries. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think I'm going to have you guys go into the studio.
Awesome.
You guys meaning Milad and David, and get set up. And when you're ready, let us know. We will continue talking a little bit in here. So, Monica, we keep going back to you since you are the glue holding this whole thing together.
La jefa.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us, not so much your vision, what's going to happen now?
In here? Or
in here and on the stage.
Oh, well, in here, they're going to play a couple of their mm-hmm. tunes from their CDs. They have a couple, actually. Mm-hmm. And
they just came off a tour, actually.
Yeah, they've been playing together for a really long
Ever.
Time. And I think it's been about 10 years since they played at the well, I think then it was called the Met, but they're now playing at the Bing. And so it's been a few years since they've been there. And I'm another reason I think they're excited to be out there.
Nice.
So, yeah.
How are they looking in there, Vern? We need to keep talking. So keep
okay.
talking.
Okay, they're okay.
They're ready.
Okay, they're ready to go. Let's go to the other room.
These are a set of traditional Irish jigs. It's called Tobin's Favorite. Now we're going to play an original tune that we wrote. It's called The Wanderer, but it is written in a traditional Irish form, which is called a slip jig, which is in 9/8 time. Thank you.
From our studio, we've been enjoying the two people from Andokas who are playing with us, Milad Abaid and David. I didn't catch David. Just say it.
Dave Schultz.
David Schultz, yeah. Yes.
Okay, so that's what we've been doing, and now we're going to start putting it together because we've talked quite a bit about this collaboration of these two cultures that will be coming together tomorrow night on Cairo Flamenco as show Esperanza, which is 7:30 tomorrow night at the Bing. And so we have our folks getting ready. Let's hear a little bit more from Monica. Is there an element to the show that we haven't talked about yet? Or have we pretty well covered it?
No, I think we've talked about a lot of it. This piece in particular that they're doing is the rise, that the piece that they're going to play, that Andokas is going to play, is kind of the inspiration for this whole show.
Oh.
Because it had that sound that I knew we could mix. And so they're not going to play exactly what we're playing tomorrow because we're going to have a lot more musicians. But this piece, the dancers on the flamenco side will be joining the Celtic dancers in the end. And then out of the end of the rise, we'll go into a bulería. So it's a 12-count rhythm in flamenco. And that's how the show will end. And so it's going to start off with a flamenco guitar that leads in. And then the Duke will take over and the rise will happen. And then we will all be on stage dancing. And then we'll go into a flamenco bulería.
Nice.
Okay, well, we're going to go to the other room, and so first we'll have Joaquin Gallegos beginning, and then the Andokas folks entering in.
Okay, so what I'm going to play now is just the very end of what's going to be my featured solo piece, Ataranta Taranto, and then it goes into the Taranto, which the guys are going to play with me tomorrow. So you have to come to the show to hear that. And then it's going to go into their piece called Rise. Thank you.
And then we have, from our studio, we had the combination of the two cultures right there in front of us. This is the Guitar Hour, and we're anticipating this concert tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Bing.
And I would say that it is not to be missed. I mean, we do a good job here in the studio. We have a great studio. Vern does a great job engineering. I do a reasonable job interviewing. But that said, there's nothing like a live performance. Because mm-hmm. when you go to a live performance, the performers are feeling your energy. You're sending it up. They're sending their energy back. And it gets mushrooms from there. And it's so this performance we're talking about is tomorrow night at the Bing Crosby Theater at 7:30. And tickets are available on Tickets West. And I would say that you should get on the phone right now and call and do that. I have the three gentlemen coming back in. I will have them sign out. We can...
Because then we can certainly go out by hearing from Joaquin's CD.
Okay, why don't we do this before we hear a CD? Why don't we have each person just say, nothing long, short, but just to say something... We have the different personalities. Let's start with Monica, ladies first. Just invite them to come.
Yeah, no, please come tomorrow to Esperanza. 4 years, and it just gets bigger, and hopefully it gets better, and it is a lot more fun in the theater because we're going to have a bunch of people on that stage. So thank you, and please come tomorrow, the Bing, 7:30.
Okay, and Joaquin?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really looking forward to this. I play so much traditional flamenco, and I'm really into fusion. I have a flamenco jazz group, and the trumpet player lives in New York. We play there sometimes when I pass through there. But this is like this special thing because the flamenco group, I didn't know if you guys talked about who's playing on the show with us, but the artists that are in the flamenco group itself are some. Yeah. We have Luis de la Tota, who's from Jerez de la Frontera, who's an incredible artist. I've heard about him, met him, but I finally got to hang out with him last night. And even though I didn't sleep enough, like, it wasn't because of him. No, it sounds funny. But the guy's sense of humor, if you want to laugh, you have to speak Spanish. And you have to, like, know that accent because it's tricky. But the guy is awesome to hang out with, and he's the real deal. And he's hung out with Paco de Lucia. And he was the only person who called him Paco, not Maestro. And Paco was okay with it, to give you an idea of how cool this guy is. We've also got Stephanie Pedraza.
I called him Paco, too, and he was okay with it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Certain people can do it. And then if you can do it and he likes you, then you're in, right? But Stephanie is Colombian but lives in Vancouver. She's a great singer. We got Amelia Moore from Seattle, a great dancer. And then
Melissa Cruz,
of course, from the Bay Area is a featured dancer. And so it's just a really exciting thing. And to combine with this kind of music, which at first seems disparate, but I mean, northwestern Spain, Galicia, is Celtic Spain, and they play the gaita, which is a bagpipe. And there's these mixtures, and there's even a flamenco song form called La Farruca, which is Celtic. So they're not as far apart as you might think.
Okay. Milad.
We're really looking forward to being a part of this show as well. It's been several years since we played at the Bing as Ondokas and the Heron Irish Dancers, so it'll be good to be back at Spokane and doing our thing again. And just collaborating with this group of musicians and artists and dancers is quite exciting. I think I've gone to all of the shows in the past 3 years, so it's nice to... It will be great to be a part of it this year.
And I got to
year.
Work with Milad's sister, Claire, and she's just so much fun.
She's the captain.
She's the captain.
Okay, and then Dave Schultz, the horn player you
same.
Play.
Same, I'm just looking forward to the collaboration and the new combining of the two styles, and really looking forward to it. So.
There you go.
And I will simply say that it's been wonderful having all of you here on the show, and it's always fun to have a live show. I love doing this, and this will be podcast that will be on later this evening. And it'll be in two parts. And we're going to go out listening to and probably end up fading a number that is by Joaquin.
Yeah, this is Joaquin, and it's Cabo de Gata that we're going to hear. No, that's track four. Okay, track six, Amanecer?
That one, yes.
Okay, then let's do that one. Here we are. A portion of the recording from Joaquin Gallegos of a piece Amanecer on Santa Fe. And that concludes the Guitar Hour for another week. And again, that program that we've been talking about is tomorrow night, Friday night at 7:30 at the Bing.